Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. There's a lot of things that we're trying to figure out in this world today. And I think one little boy, at least, I think has found an important answer.
Uh-oh.
And we have him talking to his mom about it. As if you haven't seen this, this is a great video. As this little boy answers the age-old questions, how peacocks got their names.
You don't, a turkey's not a teacup.
A peacock.
A peacock.
Right there.
That's why they're called peacocks. Because they pay all over the place.
May I have your attention? May I have your attention, please?
Hello.
We're conducting a fire alarm test.
Oh,
only a test.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, is this only a test? Oh, this is good.
Well, that's good.
Amazing.
Wait, yeah. So we have the speaker is in the studio?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Usually they don't do it at 6 a.m.
No, usually they do it at 4:30 in the morning when we're in here.
Yeah, you get the crap scared out of us.
Okay. No, my past experience with these fire, and I do want to get back to the peacock, of course, but my past experience with these fire alarms is that this will go on for a while. Like, they'll keep repeating it to the point where you actually yell out louder, I have. Shut the F up already.
Yes. Yeah. It's usually how that goes.
And it's probably going to be a loud blinking, a bright blinking and a loud noise.
See, the blinking is a problem. That's going to give me a massive headache.
Would you like to wear my blindfold?
I may have to.
Okay.
Because that kind
I'll
of,
keep it
I,
handy.
That kind of strobe lighty thing totally gets me migraine central. So can we cover that up in any way, shape, or form for the blinking?
That's not safe.
What do you mean? Well, we could cover it up. Yeah. We've done that before with a hat.
What's not safe about it, Rev?
Do what you want.
No, yeah. Well, that's a good question. Like, if we're just going to put a hat over it, that's not going to stop the fire from happening or the fire alarm.
Well, it's
happening.
A fire drill. It's not a real fire.
Right.
So that's, I don't understand.
We're not going to keep it that way forever.
Yeah, we'll take it off once they're done with their drill. But I mean, or we have to do the show. You cancel the show?
In the past, we've put the sleeve for a vinyl over that.
Oh, I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'd offer to do it, but I can't reach it.
Sit on the chair and just kind of like motorboat it.
Motorboat
it? What? I'll do it if you don't want
to. I would love to watch that, yes.
I've been waiting to see Steve motorboat a fire alarm for quite some time now.
I'm pretty sure I can pull it off.
Yeah, you could easy.
All right, let's see.
Look at that.
Well, if you want to stand up and be there.
Geez.
Yeah, getting on a spinning chair is always a good thing.
Totally, yeah, no problem.
Cool. Oh, yeah, he's totally motorboating it. Well, there we go.
the weirdest job, thing today.
Steve. Yeah, good job. All right, don't get hurt, Steve.
I'm getting
down
safe.
All right.
Well, he is a professional wrestler, so I think he can do those big bumps.
Yeah.
Motorboating a fire alarm was not on my bingo for 2020.
Bingo!
I'm short enough that my face would motorboat the alarm. I wouldn't be able to do it the way you did it.
I'm glad I did it because it was a terrible suggestion on my part. I apologize. You do not have the height to get much further than your forehead to that thing.
Yeah, no doubt about
it. Even with the chair.
Yeah. And the fire alarm I've never seen it look happier.
That's actually true. Yeah.
Next time, it's not free.
Oh, well, good for you.
Charge the fire alarm.
Charge the fire alarm.
So unrelated. What happened with the peacock?
I couldn't really hear what the kid was saying because of the fire alarm, dude.
Let's try it again.
Oh, here we go.
You know, a turkey's not a teacup.
A peacock.
A peacock.
Right there.
That's why they're called peacocks. Because they pay all over the place.
All right. So what is he talking about? Like a rooster that goes to the bathroom all over the place?
I didn't understand what anything the kid said.
He's British.
He said that a turkey is not a peacock.
Okay.
And that's how it starts. And then he says basically it's because it pees everywhere.
Oh.
That's how it got its name. The peacock got its name.
I watched that video like 17 times this morning. And I could not understand what he was saying. And I went online to try and see if someone transcribed it. Why didn't I just think the most simplest thing is that the turkey and the peacock and the word pee?
Yeah, there you go. So that's what the kid is saying is that he knows a turkey's not a peacock because a peacock, you can tell it's a peacock because it goes to the bathroom all the time. Is that the idea?
That's basically what I get.
You know, a turkey's not a teacock.
A peacock.
A peacock.
Right there.
That's why they're called peacocks because they pee all over the place.
Okay, I like that, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
I like turtles.
Third time's
there
charm.
Ah, those cute British kids.
I like fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. Me then, too. Of course, you've got the cute American kids.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Because they pee all over the place.
How stupid am I? Like, I'm trying to figure out what the hell this kid said. And I don't understand what he's saying.
He called it a teacock at first, and that confused me, too.
Well, Mom corrected him.
Yeah,
good Mom should.
It's a good thing Mom was around. He's like, oh, that's raw peacock. So there we go. That's the story of the peacock.
Yes.
It's a peacock because it pees all over the place. So that's, here's the thing is
that kid's listening to our show, he probably regrets even bringing this up.
Yeah, he does.
It's like, these idiots don't even understand my joke.
Yeah. He doesn't even understand the other side of it, though. See, I was really going down a different road either because of the fact that, you know, we happen to use a word to describe, one of the devices we use to go to the bathroom all over the place. So I thought he was going down that road, but he has no idea.
He's a kid.
I didn't know. You know, kids are very sophisticated.
Who do you think his father is? Like,
Steve Miggs.
George Carlin. That's the first thing I can think of.
George Carlin for the win, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I mean,
wow, he's like that filthy comedian, George Carlin. They got to take him off the radio, I tell you.
Cut me some slack. It's early.
Yeah.
The Seahawks won.
Okay.
I didn't sleep well.
Oh.
There's a fire alarm.
There's
a lot going on here.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Yeah.
Who, what?
What? Because you guys were going down the list, so I was doing the Dumb and Dumber reference of there's a fire, our pets' heads are falling.
Oh, okay. There we go.
I just figured.
There it is. Quoting one of those new movies, Dumb and Dumber. I mean, this show is amazing.
Yeah. Who's your father, Jerry Seinfeld?
Hey, lady.
What's the deal?
I can't believe it. All right.
So it says, BJ, that kid's not from England. He's from the South.
That's not an English accent.
No.
Let me hear that again.
That person's messing with us.
Can we get that kid again? Let's hear if this is a
turkey's not a teacock.
A peacock.
A peacock.
Right there.
That's why they're called peacocks. Because they pay all over the place.
I would argue that's an English accent.
I heard the mom.
The mom sounds Southern.
I thought the mom sounded super English.
Yeah.
Watch, listen to the second thing she says.
All over the place. I mean, it just feels like he's English, but maybe I'm wrong.
You know, a turkey's not a teacock.
A peacock.
A peacock.
Right there.
That's why it's called peacocks. Mm. Because they pay all over the place.
Maybe not.
Just don't get it.
And it might be right. I mean, it's Mom did sound a little Southern.
This is just too much to absorb at 6 in the morning, guys.
What is a Southerner doing in England? That's what I want to know. Who let that happen?
That's Mom.
That's Mom?
Nice.
What in the French toast? Talk about a peacock.
Oh, we are all over the place. Distraction
I'm
city.
I'm sorry, dude, but you see, you're the one that showed me the picture of Mom. Mom's insane. Wow. Okay, it's time to apply to be a child.
Can we confirm or deny they're from the South or from England?
She's wearing a Patriot shirt in one picture.
So they're from somewhere stupid.
All right, well, there you go. That
we don't know what where they're from, but we know they like losers.
All right, well, yeah, I guess maybe that's right. Maybe it's a Southern accent. Wow, I totally heard England, but you know.
I did too.
I know.
Oh, wasn't there a phenomenon though with kids watching too much Peppa Pig and they had an English accent because of all the Peppa Pig they watched?
I have not heard this.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, well, that's a thing.
Yeah, like a lot of kids just were obsessed with Peppa Pig to the point where their accent changed.
Hello.
Basically, yeah.
Someone said it's Southern, you ass hats. Another person, I grew up in Alabama. That is Southern.
That really
Southern
is.
Southern for sure.
Wow. Wow, isn't that bizarre? I hear English.
But then here we go. I'm a Anglophile, a person who's a big fan of entertainment from Great Britain. That's an English accent.
Whoa. So I would never have given a Southern, an Alabama accent, an England accent. I wouldn't think they were the same or similar. But you know what? I don't know. We've got confusion.
Well, I appreciate that Vicky did the due diligence to find her Instagram page,
and I'm
very appreciative that she likes to post pictures of her at the gym.
Yeah,
it's good to see that she's staying in shape, and you know,
that's a hell of
being
a
healthy, so her child can grow up with a healthy mother.
She puts the MILF into MILF. That's all I'm going to say. I cannot believe
there's
that
a way to put that.
Yeah, she really does.
Well, good for her.
Good old.
Good for her.
All right. Boy, oh boy.
Someone said there's no turkeys in England. Is that true?
What? I have no idea.
Are we just believing every?
I don't know, man.
Well, you know what? At first, we all thought that this was from an English family, and the texters who sent us down the right road, Rev. I mean, what are we supposed to believe? You who thinks that putting a hat on a fire alarm is going to break it?
Yeah.
I didn't say break it. It's just not safe. And the first turkeys are believed to have been brought into Britain in 1526.
Oh, okay.
Most turkeys are imported, but they do have turkeys.
I still don't know why it's not safe to put a hat on the fire alarm. How is that going to hurt us? I mean, I don't understand.
I'm not going to keep it
there. We're not going to keep it there forever.
I know. He won't even explain. I hate when someone goes... like the whole room goes, we don't get it. He goes, I'm not going to explain it. You're too stupid to understand. I mean, what?
Google it.
Google why it's not safe to put a hat over a fire alarm.
Google why does the Rev think it's not safe? For
all right,
us to
we're
going to
Google it. We're going to find out. We're going to find this out.
I can understand if we kept it there forever, maybe it would keep the smoke from being detected.
Yeah, well, I'm with you 100% on that. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to keep it there forever, but we know they're doing a fire drill. I don't know how I could get hurt. You know, I mean, look, I'm concerned for my own safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to get hurt. I mean, I just learned where the peacock is. I got my whole life, and I've also seen that kid's mom. I don't want to die now.
You have something to live for.
I have a lot to live for. We got a guy that was just sentenced to 6 months behind bars for burping. Steve will tell you all about this. He's got the Mix Report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks to Puget Law Group for giving us the Migs Report. And, man, there's a lot of things to celebrate today.
Oh, yeah?
That's good. Well, most importantly, today is Giving Tuesday, so maybe you donate to some charity if you got some extra money. And I know a lot of people are struggling, so but if you can help out, maybe share some things that are for good causes. And I would recommend Operation Worm, Coach for Kids, Washington State Council of Firefighters, all that good stuff, man. We're trying to put coats on some kids. Go to KSW.com, and just $20, we'll put a brand-new coat on a kid that needs it.
Yeah, I like that.
But also, it's National Pie Day, so you can enjoy yourself some pie.
Nice. Today, which is interesting, because it's not National Pie P.I. Day. Which,
no, yeah. It's pie with an E, meaning yeah. We eat the pie, not March 14th.
Okay.
Where you nerd out about math and stuff.
And still have a piece of pie.
True. Today is a day to maintain America's pie heritage and pass on the tradition of pie making.
Okay.
And it's also National Christmas Lights Day. Today's the day you got to get all your Christmas lights up. Although we started that the day after Thanksgiving. Yep. That's when we usually, and then the Saturday, and we got a couple more lights to put up on the outside. I just purchased a sweet display from Lowe's.
Yeah,
I'm very excited. It's like a Christmas scene in a car saying, Merry Christmas.
Oh.
And it lights up.
That's cool.
I'm pretty pumped about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's going to happen today, maybe.
Very but, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So put up your Christmas
lights.
Take
a picture. Let me see it.
All right. I will. I'll group text y'all.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yes. All right, let's talk about this guy. We've talked about this guy before, and I cannot believe he's still in the news. He's 28 years old. He's from the UK. I don't remember when exactly we talked about him before, but he likes to call the British equivalent of 911, which is 999.
Oh, yeah.
Over and over and just belch into the phone.
Oh, I remember this guy.
Right. He's done it so much that they've arrested him before, but he still does it. He just called them 24 times in 45 minutes. And it got to the point where they considered it a public nuisance. And so what did they do? Sentence him to 6 months in jail.
Okay, I guess he must have wanted that. What is up with that dude?
Well, here's a audio of one of his many calls.
Transport emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously, I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello?
See, these are the situations where I hear that, and I always want to get inside the mind of someone. I know that there's probably not, I don't really want to get inside the mind of someone like him, but
yeah.
At what point during his day does he say, okay, I'm going to stop whatever I'm doing. I've got some time to kill. Maybe I'm doing my laundry. I should call 999 and just belch into the phone repeatedly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, listen, whenever I'm doing my laundry, it's the first thing I think of.
It just seems like such a weird thing. Like, you're just sitting around your house.
Hey, you
just
think that's a weird thing, do you?
I think it's very weird, BJ. Yeah.
Wow. You know, maybe you're weird.
Well, I do think it's still funny, but I mean, it's probably a major pain in the ass for the dispatchers because, you know, they have to worry about legitimate calls coming in, not some idiot that just wants to belch into the phone.
Yeah, you know, the human mind is something, man. I mean, like, you know, this is all this guy needs to do to have a good time.
One guy decided for a good time he's going to break into somebody's home and steal their ukulele. This happened in Hawaii, of course, because that's
because
everyone has a ukulele.
Don Ho, right, yeah.
Okay, it wasn't Don Ho, but it was a guy by the name of Ali'i Mitchell, and he said a guy just walked into my house, looked around, saw I had my prize ukulele on the wall, grabbed it, left on his moped. Mitchell had to run after him, and fortunately was able to see the guy in the park the next day, called the authorities, and he got busted because, he was playing that ukulele in the park.
Oh, yeah.
So we have audio of Ali'i
or Ali talking about it, where I learned rather quickly I've been pronouncing ukulele wrong all this time.
We're sitting right there. Then he looked to his right and he saw the ukulele hanging on the wall. He grabbed the ukulele, stuck it under his arm, and he ran out of the house like a flash. And so I got up in the morning, followed my gut, got on the bike, and went through Kailua town like I normally do on my bike ride in the morning, and heard an ukulele playing at a park.
And then it says his ukulele.
Yeah, I think that is the proper way to pronounce it, but we Americans, you know, turned it into ukulele.
Ukulele.
Yeah.
Ukulele.
Yeah. It sounds like it sounds like the Hawaiian way to say it.
Somebody also caught video of the guy playing the ukulele, and this is the song that he was playing.
Oh, yeah, that's... There you go.
That's good. The Italian Christmas donkey.
Thank you.
La, la, la,
sure, sir, because I'd like to steal your ukulele right now.
La, la, la,
all right. Okay.
I got a shout out to Paul and his wife for that one. Because the guy who listens to the show, Paul and his wife, I met them, and they said that they love this season because of Dominic the Donkey, and I mentioned that there's a ukulele version.
Oh, did you?
These are the conversations I have.
Yeah, that's great.
Awesome people.
What are their names? Paul and who?
Paul and his wife.
Yeah, they can stop listening to the show now.
Wow.
I believe her name is Leslie. I could be wrong.
Oh, hey, Leslie. If that's not your name, then...
I apologize. Well,
whoever you are... You can stop listening to the show now.
Why?
Because they encourage you to be an idiot.
They're not encouraging anything. They enjoy great songs.
Yeah.
About Dominic the Donkey. And I said that there's one with the ukulele, and they're like, we haven't heard that one yet. I'm like,
oh. That's great. Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll be playing that during this year.
Yeah, he will. Okay, I think you already did play that. Thank you.
All right, let's talk about the Seahawks. Big game yesterday.
Hey,
Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Yes, the Seahawks came out. Their defense looked real good. How about the defense at 5 straight 3 and outs to start the game? Granted, they're playing against a really crappy offense,
which is the
Philadelphia Eagles, who I don't believe... Maybe they need to teach some of their receivers how to catch a ball. Because I know Carson Wentz did not have a very good game, but... A lot of that also has to do with the fact that some of these balls seem very catchable, and they just would bounce off their hands, or they were not. It just seemed kind of ridiculous. If I was Carson Wentz, I'd be probably pretty frustrated with my team.
Except he's making $1 skillion.
But also, I would imagine his team's kind of frustrated with him at times, too. So, I mean, it's
a beating.
Yeah.
It really is a beating, because he's got guaranteed money, and they don't know what to do, because even if they don't play him, they're paying him. It's not cool.
Well, the Seahawks ended up beating the Eagles 23-17. It could have been. I mean, that sometimes you just got to question some of the offensive calls. I know we'll talk with Mitch Levy later on from Mitch Unfiltered at 717. Maybe he can give us a little insight on why some of the decisions that were made by the Seahawks, like on the fourth down, trying to score in the beginning of the game. What a weird play that was called. And then the other fourth down conversion they were trying to make. It just seemed like they were making some interesting choices. But I'm no coach. I don't know what that was.
Oh, you're not a coach?
On. But I do know that the Seahawks won. It should have been 23-9. But then at the end, there was that crazy Hail Mary pass that bounced off of one receiver and landed in the hands of the other receiver.
Yeah.
Thus pissing off everybody that bet in Vegas.
That's for sure.
I don't know if you heard about that, because the Seahawks had, there were 6.5 favorites.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That touchdown happens, and they're like, okay, that sucks. And then they go and get that 2-point conversion, and then they ended up having a 6-point lead.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I read, someone said it was like 90-something percent of people the 91% bet on the Seahawks game lost money due to that Hail Mary pass and the 2-point conversion.
Man, oh man, do you think Wentz was one of them that actually,
yes.
Was he on the other side of that?
You know what, if he came out in the press conference and said that, I think then people would be a little bit more sympathetic to him.
That's unbelievable.
Could you imagine
that?
You're thinking, yeah, man, I'm in the money.
Yeah.
And then that play happens.
I have so
and it's
many...
just a pointless
Whoa.
Play.
Whoa. Yeah, I have so many friends that would be so pissed right now.
Yes. It was very cool, though, to see a bunch of players from the Seahawks back. Shaquille Griffin, Ethan Posick, and also Chris Carson, who was just, I mean, that touchdown that he had was just brute strength getting into the end zone.
That was very fun to watch.
Here's Russell Wilson, our quarterback, talking about having those guys back.
To have those guys back was amazing. You know, I think that's a collective effort of the offensive line doing a great job. We really had a couple more big plays in the running game. We got a couple holding calls, I think. We had the touchdown with Carlos, which is a sweet run. I mean, that was awesome run by him. Chris getting him back in there. It felt like a championship football team. I think that's what we want.
It also felt like a team that continues to play at the level of the team that they're playing.
Yeah, I feel like that they would not have done a lot of those things had they been playing a different team.
Right, I can imagine. And then towards the end, certain decisions are made. Everything, you know, is based on the situation that you're in. I understand what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like, because I was like, who does this? Who doesn't go for field goals? You know what I mean? When they, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, unless they really believe they have no chance of losing to this team, so let's try some stuff out.
Well, I just thought, I mean, I didn't even have an issue with them not going for the field goal in the beginning. It was just a weird play that they designed. I mean, they did say, though, if DK Metcalf would have had a block, that would have changed the things.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, obviously there's more to it than just what we see. I mean, there's all these other little factors into it. But, yeah, it was some interesting stuff. But speaking of DK Metcalf, it was definitely the DK Metcalf show where he seemed to piss off the entire Philadelphia Eagles at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, I think all of them were trying to beat him up. It was so funny to watch.
He got so many good penalties, though. Good for him.
Oh, for sure.
He drew so many good penalties, is what I should say, from the other team. It was awesome.
Caught 10 passes, 177 yards, and Jamal Adams, you know, playing great on defense for the Seahawks, had this to say about DK Metcalf.
Yeah, man, he's a beast. He's a man child. But I don't think he's really taken off yet. That he has more in the tank, and that's the special thing about it, man. So I'm always pulling for him.
And I don't know if you're watching the game, but they made it a point to say that DK was passed up in the draft by the Philadelphia Eagles, not once, but twice.
Yeah, I think they did say that a couple times.
Well, yeah. It's because that's where he's from.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like the narrative. And apparently, though, that also had a big part of why he was so motivated to beat the Eagles. Not the fact that he wasn't drafted by them, but one of the coaches for the Eagles came up to him and said, yeah, you know, I've seen Megatron, who a lot of people compare him to, and you're no Megatron. And that, pissed off DK Metcalf. Here's DK talking about it.
Like coming home, you know, a place that had a chance to draft me, but, you know, they didn't. So, you know, I got to make them pay. One of the defensive coaches came up to me, and it kind of made me mad that he was like, I was in Detroit with Megatron, but you're not there yet. You know, in my mind, I'm not trying to be Megatron. I'm trying to be me, so... You know, had a little chip on my shoulder the whole game.
Was that Jim Schwartz?
Yes, sir.
Come on, Jim. Don't talk to DK. You're pissing him off.
I don't understand it. I mean, is it they're trying to get in his head?
I would imagine.
It's just like, you know, all right.
Oh, man, I got this text. I don't know if I could trust the Migs report anymore. There's no football today. WTF, Steve. Yeah, they postponed the game again.
Yeah,
the game that was supposed to be tonight, the Ravens and Steelers game, it's been postponed now to tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be starting at 12:40 our time.
Wow.
And you're like, why is it starting that early? Well, they want to be done in time for the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree special.
Oh, right. Because NBC's broadcasting.
Very popular. So yeah. The Christmas tree trumps football.
That's insane that they had to move the game for that reason.
Well, they had to move the game to tomorrow because 22 players have tested positive. With the Baltimore Ravens.
Whoa.
Which is a record number of positive COVID
tests. Why are they even still playing the game?
You know, if I'm a Denver Broncos fan, I'm continuously getting pissed off.
Yes, you are.
Because they were forced to play a game and they didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah, this is this is what irritates me. This season could be tainted for that reason. How about your Seahawks? Nobody's tested positive. I mean, knock on for Micah.
It's been impressive.
Yeah.
Well, remember that one guy who was trying to make the team and he snuck somebody in during the training camp and Pete's just like, get the F out, you're no longer on the team.
Yeah,
that might have been the example that we needed set. That guy could be our MVP. I don't even remember his name. He was trying to bang a chick.
Yeah.
But
I know, how bad would it be if that guy would have been helpful, but he was trying to bang a chick.
Well, but then, and also that girl should be the MVP because she dressed up as a Seahawks personnel trying to get into the hotel.
Yeah.
I still love that story. And I also love when players get into it with fans on social media. That seems to be one of my favorite pastimes.
Oh,
social media is kind of giving you the cell phone number of every football player or any celebrity that you want. You can get direct access to them. Sometimes you're not even really adding them. You're not even, like, specifically targeting that player, but they might do a vanity search of their name and then get into it with you.
Oh. So
some guy was posting about the Chiefs. He wasn't happy with the team beating Tampa, even though they won. He thought they should have really crushed them. This guy by the name of Jeremy goes, the Chiefs are only winning by 10. Tampa's driving. Regardless if they win, this isn't a great performance overall. Should be curb stomping Brady and company right now. So there's a player on the Chiefs, Tyrann Mathieu. He's known as the Honey Badger.
Oh, okay. I know that guy.
Right. Well, he must have seen the tweet somehow and decided to reply to this guy. He wrote, shut up, stupid. We just played against 5 future Hall of Famers and a top 5 defense. Go to bed and hug your pillow.
Oh, that's a nice answer.
Jeremy responds, says the difference between first half offense and second half offense is very concerning. Tyrann responds so kindly, shut up, bitch.
All right.
Woo! And then at some point, Jeremy wrote, will Frank Clark, Tyrann Mathieu, and Chris Jones show up today?
Wow.
To which Tyrann responded, we are 10-1. How about you worry about washing your ass before you open your mouth?
I'm a whole general.
He's also the Honey Badger.
He's the Honey Badger as well.
I got to go give a shout to this Jeremy guy who is having a good time with all this and said, you know what, I'm having a great laugh. My mentions are on fire. And then he donated a bunch of money to the Tyron Matthew Foundation.
Oh, that's a nice way to end that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tyron, nothing to say, huh?
He said, thanks for your money, bitch. Yeah. No, I don't know if he said that, but that wouldn't be a shock.
He's going to the Jesse Pinkman School of responses.
I just love that response. Shut up, bitch.
That's fantastic.
And wash your ass before you open your mouth.
Well, that's very important. That was the best advice you could give anybody.
Shockingly, Tyron deleted these tweets, but of course, thanks to screen capture technology, they live forever.
Yeah, they do.
Sounders, big game tonight.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. So who are we playing, Danny?
DC.
No,
I'm sorry.
FC Dallas.
Wow. All right. Number one. I'm going to ask Steve from now on.
Trust him. Trust the true Sounders fan.
I trust the true Sounder fan, Steve.
Steve Miggs.
You know, at that point, they said they couldn't trust the Miggs report, so I was just trying to contribute to that.
I'm wearing a Seattle Seawolves
T-shirt. That's really close, dude.
Shout out to Rocky.
Yeah.
It's my close name. I have a Sounders hoodie I wear.
Yeah. All right. Well, fair enough.
All right. Well, anyways, it's the conference semifinals.
Yes.
6:30 at Lumen Field tonight.
So excited.
You think they're going to win?
I hope so.
Okay, that's our vote of confidence right
but
there.
But it's a home game, so that makes me think that we have a better record.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, we're second in the league in terms of the Western Conference, so we should be good, but we'll see.
No, go Sounders.
Yes.
Yeah, go us.
As far as weather, 48 degrees, sun. It's actually going to be a pretty decent week. No rain. That's going to be nice.
I like that.
And thanks to the hand and stone massage and facial spas, and that's the major report, and that's what's up.
Nice job, buddy.
Yeah, man. Go Sounders, huh?
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Winston Churchill was the prime minister of which country?
Italy.
No.
France.
No.
Germany.
No. Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. England, my friend.
That's right.
Yeah. Or Britain. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it.
Or the South, as we learned earlier.
Yeah, the South. Yeah, he's the prime minister of the South.
You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.